Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
That's right, one and all, we are back once again for the often imitated, never duplicated Radio St. Pete exclusive indie circuit. My name is Mao. This is show 286 for those of you keeping track at home. And I know you all are. So big news, the 100th season of the NFL kicked off. If you don't know what that is, it's the National Football League. And if you don't know what that is, where have you been for 100 years? It's kind of amazing. I know the first game was the Bears and Packers. Packers came out victorious. Those two teams have played. They're the most storied franchises. They're the oldest franchise. It's really cool having that kind of a heritage, you know. But, yeah, this isn't the NFL talk. Here's music.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a cap, or a brooch, or a pterodactyl.
Everybody tells me that they dig it the most.
Peanut butter.
Early in the morning when they spread it on toast.
Peanut butter.
I like peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too.
Peanut butter.
Open up your jaw now.
Peanut butter.
Spread it on your crack.
Peanut butter.
No need for any jelly.
Peanut butter.
I like peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too. Everybody looks like they got the mom.
Peanut butter.
Eating peanut butter in a great big honk.
Peanut butter.
I like peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too. I like peanut butter, creamy peanut butter, chunky peanut butter too.
Nothing but loving. Well, baby, I she'll do and say.
Bird talking
makes me want her more and more each day.
One of you primates, even touches me. Yeah!
I will say, that will, before I even get talking here, like I was jumping the gun, ready to talk. Oh my God. That was the Out of Sights from their Rock and Roll Party LP. I played Peanut Butter, Good Good Lovin', Bird Doggin', and The Mongoose. Ooh. What was that, Ricky Tikki Tavi? Remember The Mongoose and the Snake story? I don't know. I don't think I read it completely. I probably should have. It's one of those things that they made you read in like elementary school or junior high or something like that. I was not very studious back then. Shame, really. Wasted years. So sad. But anyway, I digress. I'm not going to do too much more sports talk because, you know, you might not like sports and you're going to be like, oh my God, why is this guy keep talking about stuff I don't care about? Couple quick for week one observations that the New England Patriots have they're now officially a nursery because they have picked up the biggest baby in the NFL. That's right. Antonio Brown cried his way off the Raiders, and now he's going to go play for the Pats. And of course, he'll do great because, I don't know, they can't lose. They'll never lose again in my lifetime. And the other thing is, I'm not sure that the Miami Dolphins can officially call themselves an NFL team anymore. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe they'll turn it around. Wow. Anyway, I digress. Here's more music and less of me talking.
Because here at Globo Gym, we're better than you. And we know it.
Let's join the ghastly ones as they cruise down the Pacific. Ghost Highway.
Hey, did you guys ever notice that big gray castle up on the hill?
You mean that creepy looking thing over there?
Yeah, that one.
I've never seen it before.
Looks pretty spooky.
Hey, look, there's a beat up old mailbox. It says Dr.
Diablo, that's Dr. Diablo's place.
Hey, I've heard about him. I hear he's got go-go ghouls.
Yeah, that place is definitely haunted. Man, what was that sound? We should go and check it out, huh?
Yeah, let's go in and poke around.
Hey.
Dr. Diablo's place, huh?
It's pretty creepy down here.
Yeah, this place definitely gives me the creeps. Just the way you like it.
Aaron, can you even see where we're going?
I can't see much. I can smell something. What?
I think I see something.
What's making that noise?
Can you hear that, Danny?
Illinois Nazis. I hate Illinois Nazis.
In the tradition of Russ Meyer, the screen explodes in a potent, virile explosion of sheer sexual energy. Only recent court decisions, coupled with the brilliance of an international director, make this film possible. From the withering cesspool of modern minds, an observation of the great society without morals. People in a hurry. Traveling a road that goes nowhere. People caught in the mirror of self-truth. A solid cinematic realization. Man and woman, loving, hating, using, a slice of unleashed hate and violence. Don Davison's masterpiece of sin and sexual passion. Obscenity, Obscenity, a tale of rampant desires and unfulfillment, told with a candor that seduces the senses and erupts on the screen in a culmination of desires and passions that make this the supreme film. Obscenity, Obscenity. The first motion picture that gives you more than it promises. No one under 18 will be admitted with or without their parents. Obscenity, Obscenity. You don't see it. You feel it.
Hey, wanna hear the most annoying sound in the world?
All right, that was The Ghastly Ones from A Haunting We Will Go. Played Ghastly Stomp, Pacific Ghost Highway, Mysterion, and The Bots Go Creeping. They go creeping along. I added the along part. I don't know. What can I tell you? I will say, boy, the last weekend was a... I came out dragging... Sometimes weekends recharge you and refresh you, and sometimes they wear you out worse than the work week. And that was the case this week. We had an impromptu yard sale where we had to like get some stuff cleared out and out of here, you know, sold off. And just dealing with that and the Florida heat. And then I sold my car, which was a whole separate thing. That was, to me, kind of like, not, it's not like pressure or something like that, but it is kind of like anytime I make some kind of a sale like that, I worry about it a little bit, make sure, you know, hopefully that they like and all that kind of stuff, you know. It was you get through it, and like I was exhausted because the heat was relentless, you know, and you're just trying to avoid the sun and you're trying to just do these deals with people, you know. This was more of a come and get this stuff and give me a few dollars kind of a yard sale. Everything was priced to move. And at the end, the only dumb thing was we had a bed and a headboard, you know, the two mattresses and a headboard and a frame for sale. And we had it marked super cheap. Like, this was $10 for everything. Please take this. I don't want to deal with it. Well, it didn't go. So then you roll it down to the end of the driveway because overnight creepy crawlies will come and get it. Well, they took the headboard. I was like, damn it. Looks like a trip to the dump is in my future. That's great. I just sighed. That's all you can do. You just go, well, of course that's what happened. But overall, most of the stuff got taken care of and got gone, and the rest we just donated to hospice. So it always feels good to clear some of the junk and try and keep things a little bit lighter. It's tough. Over the years, stuff just piles up and piles up, and you go, wow, where'd all this crap come from? Here's music that isn't crap. And it's coming from me.
From that day on, we was always together. Jenny and me was like peas and carrots.
I Pa, you didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
That was the 427s off of their Stay Gold album. I played Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, Escape from Alcatraz, Julie Newmar's Guitar, and Bikini Thief. Nice. It was a little bit... I sold one of my cars. I had that little roadster, that Honda S2000. Had it for a lot of years. Bought it in, I think, 2012, 2013, something like that. And drove it. I wasn't driving it so much, and, you know, kind of got to the point where, why do you have it if it's not going to drive it? And so we flipped it, and sold it. I didn't make any money off it. But boy, sometimes it's bittersweet when you sell something like that. You know, I had a little D21 pickup truck, a little Nissan pickup that I sold a while back, and that was with me forever, you know. So I sold that, and I had mixed feelings about that, but it's like, you get used to, like, kind of buying and selling, but if you have a car for a long time, kind of becomes part of you a little bit, you know. I don't think everyone feels like that, but... It was. It's going to a new home. She was very excited about it. They gave it the once over completely, you know. And it's a nice, solid car. So I was glad it went to someone who's going to start driving it and enjoying it a little bit more than I was. So, win win, bank account wins. That's always nice, you know, to have a little bit of cushion in there. Cause yikes, everyone's trying to get it. Here's some more tunes.
You got to give me a ride.
I'm way too big to drive to the devil's house.
Out of the swamp's depths, again appears horrifying, mysterious creatures, thirsting for lover's blood. Their distorted desires.
friend?
I would, but I'm gay, you know.
Oh.
I'm a big dyke.
All right, that was Space Party. I played from the self-titled album Space Party. I played The Creature, Spanish Song, Flight to Mars, and Beyond the Surf. Good stuff. I'm trying to get my strength up for the upcoming week. Sometimes we came off of a short week because of Labor Day. Most people did, not everyone. Some people had to work, and sorry. You come off that, the short week felt long. Now I'm like thinking about, oh my God, how am I going to get through a long week that's going to feel long? But I guess that's what we do. You tighten up your belt and keep on fighting. I'm going to play some music on the way out. Well, let's drop. What should we drop in? I don't know. I should do the Where's the Beef Wendy's rap, but I've kind of been playing that a little bit too often. I don't want to get a cease and desist. We do the Go Devils. Yeah, I'm going to drop in the Go Devils. Make sure you're telling all your family, friends, enemies. I don't care. Tell everyone to tune into RadioSaintPete.com, and then while they're there, tell them to go to the audio archives and download some of my back catalog here for the Indie Circuit. And then following that, the show coming up is, of course, Saki Bamagogo, where it's all kinds of crazy Japanese punk and insanity. So, yeah, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell whomever, tell your pets. Maybe they want to listen while you're at work. Never know. Secret Lives of Pets. That's dumb. Anyway, this has been the Indie Circuit, show 286. And I will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
And St. Attila raised the hand grenade up on high, saying, O Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thine enemies to tiny bits.
worry, I have a solution for you, sir. In fact, I have 5 solutions. You don't even have to read them. You'll have deniability. I'll take care of everything. You know nothing.
No, I need to know what I'm approving.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, knowing things is overrated. Anyone can pick something when they know what it is. It takes real leadership to pick something you're clueless about.
Okay, I picked 3.
Try again.
1.
Go higher.
5.
Too high.
3.
You already said 3.
6.
There is no 6.
2.
Double it.
4.
As you wish, sir.